Welcome to the Falls. Please enter your code now. Welcome to the Falls. Please enter your code now. Welcome to the... Welcome home, Mr. Klein.
On you, Dave? Didn't want you to get fined. Just trying to be neighborly. Gotta be up to code.
Schroeder's out there painting our mailbox. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna paint the whole damn house pink. Forget about the mailbox, huh? I'm gonna make this whole damn place look like you want it selling cosmetics. How about that? That'll show these Nazis.
Honey, would you just calm down? Rules are rules.
They're repainting our mailbox because it's desert sienna instead of desert sage. I mean, this guy is a freaking weirdo.
Hon, what's that package?
I don't know. It doesn't say who sent it. Tasteful.
Boy, the neighbors would really hate that.
What is it?
Stay here.
Thank you.
Wow. Take a look at this. Honey, what do you think? Is this place us or what?
It must be the Petries. Hi, welcome. Welcome to the Falls.
I'm Rob. This is my lovely wife, Laura.
Rob and Laura Petrie.
We pronounce it Petrie, actually.
Oh.
Like the dish.
Well, it's so nice to meet you. I'm Pat Verlander. I live six doors down. I'm the neighborhood welcome wagon.
We're pleased to make your acquaintance, Pat.
I really must say, it's already 5:10. I don't think you're going to make it.
I'm sorry?
The 6:00 cutoff. All move-ins are required to be completed by 6 p.m. It's in the CC&Rs. It's one of our rules.
Wow. The photos did not do it justice. The previous owners left it so clean.
What do you do for a living, Mr. Petrie? That's right, isn't it?
Yeah, I work mostly at home. Which is great for Laura because she gets me all to herself.
Oh. This place really is immaculate, Pat. I wouldn't mind sending a thank you note to the previous owners.
Oh, that's sweet. Good.
Petrie.
Yes.
Petrie.
Vince Roeder, next door neighbor. Welcome, welcome.
Hi, Wynn. Nice to meet you.
Don't you folks worry. We'll have you moved in before 6:00.
Time! 5:19.
Huh?
Heard me, neighbor.
Thanks. Oh, thank you. Thanks. Thank you.
Excuse me?
No, don't.
I got it.
No, I'm so sorry. I'm really sorry.
Mike. It's okay. It's okay, Mike. Go help Gordy.
Just send me any bills. I'm sorry.
I'm Cammie Schroeder, by the way. Wynn's wife.
Nice to meet you. I'm Laura.
Where's this go?
You just put that right here in the driveway.
Whoa, hold on. Let's talk.
B-ball fan, shooting hoops. That's not good. That's definitely going to stand out in your front yard over there.
Stand out when?
Well, as in, not be aesthetically pleasing to the eye. But hey, you know, maybe you can get special dispensation from Mr. Gogolak, president of our homeowners association. I'd take it up with him. But in the meantime, let's get that in the garage.
Just put it in the garage.
Oh.
Okay, let's finish getting you folks moved in. Let's go, people. Let's move.
Oh, yeah. Nothing weird going on around here. Hey, wait a minute. You didn't let me carry over the threshold.
You ready?
Let's get it on, huh?
Friendly neighbors, there will be no fluorescein bloodstain enhancement.
Not much difference. This place is so clean, you can build computer chips.
Okay. 6:01 p.m., February 24th. Agent Scully and Mulder in the former home of David and Nancy Klein, who disappeared without a trace last July. The Kleins were the third such couple to disappear since this neighborhood was built in 1991. All were apparently stable, professional people with no history of violence, domestic discord, or mental illness. And it took a family member or employee to realize that they were gone, including their cars and a few personal items. What local police found in each case was nothing. Just impeccably manicured homes and a community of neighbors who profess total ignorance that anyone had disappeared.
It's pretty surprising considering how nutty this bunch is about being neighborly.
The local police department were at a dead end, so they turned to the FBI. A.D. Skinner, in assigning us this case, thought a fruitful approach to the investigation would be if we went undercover, posing as prospective homebuyers. As this planned community, which seemed to hide a dark, possibly murderous, conspiracy of silence.
You want to make that honeymoon video now?
Rob and Laura Petrie?
Petrie.
Mulder, if we ever go undercover again, I get to choose the names, okay?
Fine.
This tells me that you're not taking this seriously.
No, I'm taking it seriously. I just don't understand why we're on it. I mean, it's our first catch back on the X-Files. This isn't an X-File.
Sure it is. It's unexplained. What do you want? Aliens? Tractor beams?
Wow. Admit it, you just want to play house.
Woman, get back in here and make me a sandwich. Did I not make myself clear?
Hi. Well, you didn't need to do that.
Oh, please. I have more dishes than I need. I just usually use one and then wash it. I'm Mike Raskin, by the way. Big Mike, for obvious reasons. I just live the next street over.
Oh. That's a caduceus. Are you a doctor, Mike?
No, vet. Veterinarian. If you folks are thinking about getting a dog, or any pet, I'd be happy to check it out for you, no charge. Just, you're not allowed to have over 16 pounds of pet. That's one of the CCNRs.
Mighty nice of you, Mike. Gosh, with all this hospitality, I can't believe the Kleins ever left. That was their name, wasn't it? The Kleins?
I have to go.
Mulder.
The name is Rahab.
What you got there?
Well, it looks like whoever cleaned this place maybe missed a spot. That look like blood to you?
Mm-hmm. How'd it get way up there?
I didn't really learn much about them. He just said he works at home, which tells me she's got money.
Oh, seemed nice. Cute couple.
Very cute. They're a nice couple.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Jean?
Ladies, my compliments to the chef.
Cammy, Sissy.
These Petries, are they going to play ball?
Petries. So far, so good. I'm keeping my eye on them.
Mr. Gogolak, don't you think that maybe this time it would be better if we told them?
Mike, you and I have been through this before. We don't know yet if we can trust them.
It's just that there are so many rules. I think that maybe they would be able to keep up with them better if they knew what happened, if they don't. It's the neighborly thing to do. I really think we should do this.
Son. Godspeed.
Thank you. Can I use your
second door to the left? There's Glade under the sink. Gordy, how about you go make sure he finds it?
Mm-hmm.
Gene, I can talk him out of this.
When? The boy's a weak link. And a strong chain can't survive with a weak link.
Failure to conform within the tribal structure can often prove lethal. When group elders suspect such an outcast within their midst, tribal members gather in a circle to perform a ritual chant in the belief that this will expose the unwitting conduit. The chanters eventually settle on the so-called misfit.
Oh no.
So sorry. So, good morning.
So, how's your first night? Peaceful?
Oh, it was wonderful. We just spooned up and fell asleep like little baby cats. Isn't that right, Honey Bunch?
That's right, Poopy Hen. Wynn, are we in the right place? I thought this was Big Mike's house.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just helping out. Mike had to leave town on business.
What kind of business? I thought he was a veterinarian.
Veterinarian business, I guess. I just know he's gone weeks at a time.
I'll just leave this here, then.
Let me take those. Just tidier looking than leaving them on the front porch.
It'd be more aesthetically pleasing, huh?
Exactly. Say, would you two like to join Cammie and me for dinner this evening? About 6. We eat early.
That sounds great. Thanks.
Great.
Oh, Gwen, you mentioned, that I could talk to someone about putting up my basketball hoop. Who was that again? Mr. Gogolak, was it?
All right, then. Let's see. Basketball hoop and backdoor. Portable. Nope, I'm sorry. It's not allowed.
You're kidding.
I'm afraid not. Rules are rules. It may not sound like anything, a simple basketball hoop, but from there, it's just a few short steps to spinning daisy reflectors and a bass boat in the driveway.
In other words, anarchy.
It may sound tough, but ours is a system that works. It's why the Falls is one of the top-ranked planned communities in all of California. Most of our homeowners have been here since day one.
I love the decor here, Mr. Gogolak. Is it, Occidental?
Well, it's, Nepalese and Tibetan, mostly. I go there twice a year on business.
Ah.
I run Pier 9 Imports. I can get you a great deal on rattan furniture if you're interested. Indoor only. Outdoor use is prohibited by our CC&Rs.
Scruffy, go on now. Sweetheart?
Mm-hmm.
Did you use the dolphin safe tuner this time?
Dolphin safe all the way, honey.
We always use the dolphin safe.
Yeah, you gotta love those dolphins. Although they're pretty tasty, too.
So, where'd you two meet?
It actually was at a UFO conference.
Flying saucers.
Interesting.
Wouldn't have thought you folks would have been into that.
Well, it's not me so much as Laura. She's quite the new ager. I mean, she's into those magnetic bracelets and crystals and mood rings, what have you. I mean, she's, God bless her, she's a sucker for all that stuff.
Well, I wouldn't have guessed that, would you?
Mm-hmm.
No kidding.
Yeah. You know, when you You told me this morning that Big Mike was out of town on business. I don't think that's true.
You know him?
Mm. No, because we called his office, didn't we, honey?
We did.
Yeah. We're thinking about getting a dog. So I wanted to call him and ask him his advice, whatever, and see if maybe his office had a forwarding number, and they said, you know.
That he wasn't there. They didn't know where he was.
Yeah.
Do you know where he is, Wynn?
Really couldn't tell you.
Yeah. There's got to be something really freaky deaky, huh? I mean, for him to lie about it like that, maybe he's got some wild secret life going on. But every community has its dark underbelly, don't you think?
We don't have any underbelly. As far as I'm concerned, this community is the American dream.
I'm sorry. I realize that it's past time that I walk scruffy. Would you like some company?
Yeah.
So, is this the American dream? This place? Oh, nice neighborhood. You know, it's a lot of people who want the best for their families.
So it's just not your dream.
You know, Cammy, I've noticed that you've walked us past Mike's house twice. Are you worried about him? I don't really know what you mean.
Scruffy! Scruffy, come here! Scruffy, no! Scruffy! Scruffy, come out here!
Scruffy! Scruffy, come out of there!
I take him. Do you see him?
PD came a blank on Mike Raskob. No activity on his credit cards, no sighting of his 97 Mercury Villager.
Yeah, there's no sign of him in his house. I didn't see him in the storm drain either. I take it he's dead, Scully.
Laura. With Wynn Schroeder?
Maybe Wynn cleaning up.
Cleaning up for who? Well, speaking of cleaning up, whoever taught you how to squeeze a tube of toothpaste?
Hey, what do we know about this stuff?
I'm driving out to San Diego tomorrow. Have it analyzed. Third warning. Toilet seat. I killed Big Mike.
Oh!
What's missing here is intent. What would be the motive?
Compulsive neatness, or lack thereof. Have you noticed how everybody around here is obsessed with the neighborhood rules and CC&Rs? You know what? You fit in really well here.
And you don't.
Anyway, tomorrow I got a surefire way of testing out my theory. Come on, Laura. You know, we're married now.
Scully. Mulder, good night.
Thrill is gone.
Stay here.
Stop him, Wynn.
Stay here.
Stop him.
Hey, Wynn, want to play horse?
What the hell are you doing?
I do, huh? What are you doing?
Damn it, Rob, get off of it. Help me get this thing inside.
Why? What's going to happen if we don't?
Fine. That's where you want it? You were warned.
Warned about what?
Mulder, is that you?
Somebody was in the house.
Tidying up. Whoever it was that put away my basketball hoop. Somebody's looking out after us, Scully, which may not be a bad thing.
What do you mean?
I got to look at that thing that's been scaring everybody, and I take it back. This is an X-File.
How's Cammy? What did we do wrong, Gene? Was our welcome mat not to your liking? Did I coil my garden hose clockwise instead of counterclockwise?
Hold the phone now. Are you saying that I had something to do with this?
Who else? The exact same thing, the thing you had me do to Mike. Who else would do that?
Son, you'll want to take a deep breath and rethink that theory. It's your next-door neighbor, Wynn. He's a rabble-rouser. He's trouble with a capital T. And you and I both know it only takes one rotten apple to spoil the whole bunch.
Here we go.
And there's one of these in every yard.
I think this is how this thing travels, where it lives.
In the ground. This huge creature you think you saw. Look, Mulder, huge creatures aside, do you care to hear what I think?
Always.
These are the lab results from the San Diego PD. First of all, the stuff that we found on the fan blade, the dried blood and scalp hairs, it's neither. The blood is predominantly ketchup and brake fluid, and the hairs are bristles from a scrub brush. And the same goes for the sample we found on the dog's muzzle. It's coffee grounds, eggshells, and motor oil, with about 50 other constituents, with a little mercurochrome for color. In other words, Mulder, it's garbage, which makes perfect sense because this entire neighborhood has been built upon an old landfill.
A landfill?
Mm-hmm. We found this stuff everywhere because it is everywhere. It's just beneath the topsoil. And that protrusion in the front yard may occur from the venting of methane gas. But, Mulder, I don't see how any of this has to do with the disappearances that we're investigating.
No, it does. Somehow it's one and the same. The Kleins?
Yeah.
What if they're still here?
You mean buried in the yard? Well, once we start a forensic excavation, our cover's blown.
Let him dig his own grave.
Hey, Mulder. This time you called it a night.
Tasteful, isn't it? Can you get an excavation team out here?
Yeah.
We need to dig deeper.
Where are you going?
To price some rattan furniture.
Yes, this is Special Agent Dana Scully. I need a full forensic team to 450 Autumn Terrace. and not tomorrow, tonight. I'm sorry, can I call you back?
It's our fault. The original homeowners. We asked for it. Now we can't stop it.
Stop what, Mike?
I tried to give it Schroeder. You know, tit for tat. Just like Schroeder did for me.
Mike, listen. Settle down. Okay, just give me my gun. I'm a federal agent.
The Ubermensch wants you, Laura. Your husband has broken way too many rules. I've been hiding in the sewer. I tried to warn him.
Just give me the gun.
What did I do? Let's start with the Kleins. You're responsible for them being in little pieces in my front yard. You gave them that lawn ornament, the guy with the axe?
Whirligig.
Yeah, Whirligig. It's tacky enough to break your rules and your CCR. It's tacky enough to mark the Kleins for death.
Won't that sound good in a court of law? When the judge asks you who killed the Kleins, what exactly are you going to tell him?
A tulpa. It's a Tibetan thought form. It's a living, breathing creature willed into existence by someone who possesses that ability. An ability I think you picked up on your whirligig-buying excursions to the Far East. Why'd you do it? I mean, is it so damn important for everybody to have the same color mailbox?
It's important that people fit in.
But you didn't know exactly what you were getting into, did you? I mean, you can summon its existence, but... You can give it life, but you can't control it. The best you can hope for is to stay out of its way.
Son, my lawyers are going to make you sound so stupid that not only will I never see the inside of a jail cell, but you'll be signing all your paychecks straight to me.
Two FBI agents living next door to you.
Cheer up.
It's not for long.
Scully? Scully?
Come here. Wynn!
Wait, wait a minute. No, no. He deserves what he gets. Mulder, it was here. Several residents of the Falls have now come forward to blame the deaths in the neighborhood on Homeowner Association President Gene Gobelak. These same residents deny Agent Mulder's allegation that they were in some sense all responsible for the demise of Gobelak himself, claiming ignorance as to what actually killed him. It would seem the code of silence that hid the sins of this community has not only survived, but in its creator claimed a final victim. Meanwhile, the Falls at Arcadia has been named one of the top planned communities in California for the 6th year running.
This.